It appears that when it comes to survival, most species get pretty creative. Some of the most creative cutting-edge solutions for one of the biggest issues of our time, climate change, were on display during the climate summit in Paris. Reporter Sonia Narang visited a COP21 side exhibition called the Gallery of Solutions, and she talked to the people behind these innovations.
A small electric bus transports people to La Galerie, an exhibition showcasing energy-efficient innovations from around the world. It's set up next to COP21 in a large hall at the old Paris-Les Bourget airport. Rows of colorful booths display all kinds of technologies, everything from ultra-thin photovoltaic road surfaces to drones that measure environmental impact from the sky. My first stop, the booth for a French company, Power Vehicle Innovation, or PVI. They've developed a technology that can recharge an electric bus at quick stops along a route. At each bus shelter, an extendable arm on top of the bus connects to an energy storage system, charging the bus in a mere 10 seconds.
You can drive this without any limitation of range because the bus is charging at every stop automatically.
That's the company's product director, Babak Tafazoli. They've labeled their prototype the Watt system, and their first fleet is operating in southern France. Just a few rows away, I see a small bamboo hut covered in bright African cloth and a tall street lamp. This is the booth for a four-year-old startup called Suna Design.
We are a company who designs and manufactures in France solar streetlights and solution to bring public lighting in Africa.
That's Suna Design's Laura Pergade.
We developed an innovation that is based on a new battery chemistry that is nickel-based and that is very highly resistant to heat.
34-year-old Thomas Samuel is this company's CEO and founder.
The feedback we had from the villagers, it's amazing. It's so good to have light at the center of the village that creates jobs, that creates social activities. But we want to have power inside our house, and we have invented how to distribute a small amount of power to the households.
At this gallery of solutions, a few countries have their own larger exhibition spaces. Saudi Arabia has one of the slickest ones. I strike up a conversation with Amr Zahrani, an environmental engineer from Saudi energy conglomerate Aramco. He shows me around the booth.
Here is the robot that clean the solar panel. You know, in our environment, it's dusty sometimes. So this robot clean the solar panel frequently.
In the USA pavilion, I meet Alix Armour. She's the founder of a small Southern California startup, Nimble Scooters.
We make these really unique kick scooters that have cargo space made to move things over short distances.
Armour hopes her invention will eliminate the need to drive your giant SUV on a simple errand in your neighborhood. The gallery isn't just hosting small startups. Companies like French infrastructure giant Colas is showing off a new ultra-thin photovoltaic cell. It can be pasted right onto existing roads to create solar energy.
It's really new. I mean, it's something that you can put on the roads everywhere in the world.
That's Julien Ripoche from Colas.
You can produce energy wherever you want. You can use only 20 square meters of this technology to supply your house.
The several hours I spent walking around were really eye-opening. There was so much technology on display that I missed the last electric bus home, forcing me to use the most ancient of energy-saving devices, my own 2 feet. For The Pulse, I'm Sonia Narang.